Rob Murray here with our Mountain Insider Tanya Faubert talking about the undeveloped Three Sisters Golf Course. They want to do something with that area right now, but there's some undermining that they have to work around, isn't there?
There's undermining, and there's also an area structure plan, which is a planning document that sets out almost all the principles of how a specific area should be developed.
Right.
We've seen in the last year Smith Creek progress through a new process of collaborative planning. And through that, there's a lot of people who are like, hey, what about that golf course you didn't finish? 15 of the holes of this 18-hole golf course were in a practically finished state when the lands went into receivership. But when you think about it, I mean, is golf really the industry that's expanding? Do we need another golf course?
Probably not. The way it is now, I mean, it functions as a quasi-wildlife corridor. I mean, wildlife can move through the area without being impeded. What are they talking about doing in that area right now?
There's no real definitive plan. But there are some clear boundaries of where and what is happening. And that's why I included a helpful land use concept map in my story in the Outlook this week. And if you look at that map, you can see that the only area being considered for change is that golf course area. And speaking with representatives from Quantum Place, you see that at the very western end of the property, Three Sisters Creek runs through it. Now, if you take that creek and then you split the golf course into east and west, the chunk to the west, which is, I would say, a fifth or a sixth of the overall golf course area, they are considering for development. This is part of the resort core area. So we're not talking about homes, but we're talking about amenities, hotels.
Now, hold on a second here. Like, I've heard concerns about the undermining in the area, how it's not safe to build anything on the Three Sisters Golf Course. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Representatives from Three Sisters address this issue, which is a major concern. The technology for understanding where undermining risks are, as well as the technology for mitigating them, has improved. Now, with the majority of the site, the area to the east of the creek, being considered for an outdoor recreational pursuit, that's not building upon the land. But to the west of the creek that they're hoping to redesignate to be part of the resort core, you would have to do mitigation. Now, the one piece of misinformation is if you hear people saying they just want to develop all on this golf course, housing and stuff, and it's undermined, that's not the information I'm receiving.
Okay.
When I go to meetings and I listen to what's being said. And I read reports. That's not what I'm seeing. Okay. So
just a small section of the golf course for development. The rest for, you said, outdoor.
An outdoor recreational pursuit. Let your mind be open. We could have outdoor bike park. Maybe we could have a bunny sanctuary.
The most epic disc golf course ever created.
That is not outside the realm of possibility, Rob.
Or, you know, we could just sort of leave it be for the wildlife.
You know, if you look at the land use concept map, you see where it borders the wildlife corridor. And when we talk about wildlife science, there's some people would say that what we know today is more than we knew in the 90s. And that these soft edges versus hard edges make a difference for wildlife movement. If you look at this wildlife corridor boundary, there are some pretty tight spots. So it's well within the realm of possibility for part of that land to make the wildlife corridor bigger. If that is what people want, that is a valid suggestion.
So it's still up in the air right now then.
Yeah, but if what you're hearing out there is fear, try and access some of the information that's out there from the source. There's a really great story that I wrote, and there are going to be meetings. We're talking open houses and public consultation where you can not only show up and ask the questions, but find out more and give suggestions like, hey, I think you should expand the wildlife corridor. Or if you think that this company that owns this property shouldn't do anything, that's totally a valid suggestion, although I certainly doubt it's going to be considered.